Fellas, what's up?
Hey, Trev, it's Tina from Local Splash. I'm getting back to you. You left a voicemail for me yesterday.
Yeah, thank you for the call back. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, we always say within one business day, so I'm so sorry. I was so behind schedule yesterday and in and out of meetings, so I didn't forget about you. So, yeah.
I understand you guys got a lot going on your plate and stuff. So, yeah, cool. I thank you for getting back to me when you were available. That's cool. That's fine.
Of course. So what's going on? You were getting a little bit worried about the timeline of everything, or?
Yeah, I'm kind of, it's been kind of short and stuff. I mean, it hasn't been all that long, and we're trying to work the best part of it this weekend, try to get you guys photos and stuff and optimization and, try to work our end of it. As soon as I get some photos, I try to plug it into the Facebook and stuff or whatever and get it on the website. But we're struggling to see the presence come forward. I mean, right now, like even last night, I looked on Google to put my name on in and or try to find a handyman near me at the pressure washing, and nothing's coming on up. My name's not even coming on up. You have to really look quite a ways down. I don't know the process here and stuff, but just getting a little concerned. It seems as though, and I'm not trying to be mean by saying this, but it seems like there's a lot more work that it seems they keep asking, you guys keep asking for us to do that we don't have understanding of. We're doing our best to reach on out. We haven't reached out the greatest yet, don't get me wrong, which I'm trying to do now so we can start having better working relationships.
Of course.
But we're just confused on how much of this part with what we're paying is our part, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, that's a good question. Okay. Yeah, no problem. So, there's a note. I'm sorry, what was that, Trev?
So we're just trying to figure this out to know if we made a mistake and we just need to just let go, or if this is something that's a little bit less or a little bit more than what we thought. So we're just wanting your guys' feedback so my wife and I can make a quality decision. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And I want to let you know that the two most important things that you have to do, you've already done them. So from moving forward, you shouldn't have to do anything else unless you wanted to. Let's say you want to update some fresh photos or a before and after picture. Of course, send that in to us. And any revisions that you make to the listing, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package, right? But moving forward, the two things that you had to do was, number one, the client interview. Number two, send in those photos for the Google verification, and you've already done those two things, okay? So you're, completely good to go on your end. On our end, if you recall, first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days, and you're about three weeks in. So you are right at the cusp of where this is going to start exploding, and you'll start seeing yourself on Google and you'll see some really solid things for your business. It's just a little bit too early. I always tell people, of course, you'll see activity within your first month because we do start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you.
Okay. It's not popping up, and maybe I'm just kind of one of those that haste is making waste right now.
Yeah.
It's exciting, but at the same time, it's like I'm trying to work this, I'm trying to run business, and it's like how much more, like inviting me to work the website, and I'm like, okay, I really don't have a lot of time for that. I'm trying to be a husband, father, business owner.
I'm trying to squeeze
in time with the Lord, which is number one above everything.
Amen. So, amen. I agree.
Head of the house is an amazing opportunity, but sometimes it's like, God, are you playing the joke on me? So,
I know. You get stretched thin. Absolutely. I understand.
So I'm just wanting to ask some clarification because some people are beating on my door, and I'm really new at this. I'm really putting trust on out there because the Bible does say, love, trust. So I'm putting trust on out, that these things are not coming forward. But if it's too early and it's still birthing, I can understand that. So
yeah, it is. It's kind of like if you had, let's say, a bathroom remodel, and you know, you told some people that, oh, it's going to take 3 weeks to complete, and then maybe a mm-hmm. week and a half in after the demo and half of the cabinets are in and half of the shower is done, they start panicking and they're like, oh my gosh, Trev, you know, I don't know, like, this doesn't look like it's going to work out. And you tell them, no, just hold off, give me the 3 weeks and trust me, it'll be done, you know. And then all of a sudden everything comes together beautifully. So that's the same thing how mm-hmm. this is. You just have to give it a little bit more time, because nobody can flip a switch and put you up in front and center on Google instantaneously, right? It takes hundreds of hours of programming. So that's the process that we're in right now. It says there's notes on your account that the Google listing is already verified and it's optimized, and they're putting mm-hmm. posts on it. You're getting some reviews on it on your end, which is fantastic. You know, that's the one thing that you can do to get better results on your end. So you're doing everything that you can do. And so just give it a little bit more time and you'll see some really phenomenal results. One option that you have for you and your wife moving forward is your program includes the extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you ever get to the point where you want to remove those, then that lowers your subscription to $149 monthly. So I would recommend leave them on just at least for the next month, because they do jumpstart your profile and get you some results a little bit quicker. But once you're actually ranking on Google, you might not even need those anymore, because 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, right? So there's only 13% if you take, you know, Facebook and Yelp and Yellow Pages and all those other directories. So it's absolutely beneficial to have it at the beginning. But if you ever want to, you know, down the road, make things a little bit more affordable, you absolutely have that option.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the $249, including that with Facebook ads and stuff, I mean, that's perfect. I mean, I'm trying to watch and try to understand. I'm not a techie guy. So it's kind of hard when I get some of the calls on them, but at the same time, I got to make what's smart for business and stuff too. My wife was like, okay, did we make a mistake? You know, and everybody's kind of, they have their angle, they have their stuff they got to do. So I get it. They're trying to make the buck and they're trying to make the customer. So I get it. And I'm usually one with the way our conversation went. I'm kind of like, well, I'll see what's going on, because I'm not understanding anyway. And this is a good opportunity for me to get off my butt. Honey, daddy's on the phone. I'll just do one. this is getting a learning curve for me too, not only in patience, but also to be able to make sure I reach on out when I need to and stop with the pride. So, I'm trying to be humble here as much as I can while I'm learning to grow this thing, and it's not me growing, it's him growing it. So, all right. Well, I'm going to continue to just to stay put then with you guys and stuff. The only thing I was really kind of not really discouraged, but I was kind of scratching my head. That's why I called you. There was supposed to be a seasonal day yesterday that they were supposed to reach out to me, and they didn't. And I understand things happen, but this was an opportunity to be able to share some of these concerns. You understand what I'm saying? So someone dropped the ball. I'm not upset. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not going to tear anyone's head off. But the way the conversations went yesterday, it's kind of like, guys, you know, come on. So... but I also been dropping the ball, not reaching out to you guys sooner. So
was it a scheduled appointment? You mean yesterday that they missed, or they?
Yeah, it was between 12 and 1. It was supposed to be a follow up check in to see how things are going.
Oh no.
Between noon and 1, I had it written right on May 8th. It was written right on the calendar.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for relaying that. I will send that message over to customer support, because like you say, if it was scheduled, you know, at least the supervisor at that department should know about it, just so they could figure out what happened, you know. There's an email in the queue that is triggered to go out to you at 9 o'clock this morning, our time. So I think that's what, 9, 10, it's noon your time, and it says call reminder. So for some reason, there's some kind of an appointment scheduled that they're going to remind you about it at noon. So I wonder if whoever scheduled the appointment accidentally put for May 9th instead of May 8th or something, you know, which that shouldn't have happened.
No, that was me that put that on in to have a conversation.
So you called again and created the appointment. Oh, got it. Okay. All right.
I called, and then I called Dean, and I said, they said the first available appointment was today at, like, I don't know, 10 a.m. or something. I think it must have been your time, something like that, 9 a.m. your time. So I actually called and actually put that in yesterday.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Well, either way, you'll get a reminder about that call, you know, in, you know, at noon. If you think you're good now, I can cancel that call, or I can send the message over to that department, whoever was supposed to call you yesterday, to call at the scheduled time today, you know, and that way they can get, they call it like a first touch usually, where they kind of get with you and give you progress on the account and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, yeah, if they're willing to do that, unless there was a call that they made one time and that's what they were calling it, but they originally put me on that date and I wrote it right on my calendar and I was making sure my phone was available between that time I was at a job.
Oh.
And I was letting the customer know that, hey, I'm going to have to, when my phone rings, I'm going to have to cut on all that because I got an important call. So,
and it was
I'm
from 12 to 2 yesterday or from 10 to noon yesterday? What time was it again?
Between 12 and 1 yesterday. That was
12 and 1 your time. Okay, so now there's one in there, looks like between 12 and 1 today. So I'll let the head of that department know just to make sure that that call doesn't get missed, okay? And
that's
thank you for that feedback. I appreciate that, Trev.
No problem. Thank you for calling back. You guys are doing great and stuff. And then I'm going to do some backtracking on some other things and some other people and shut them down. I'm going to keep going forward with you guys. Because depending on how this conversation was going to go, whether or not we're going to shut it off or we're going to keep going for a while. So now that we'll hold on a little bit longer. I already shut down one guy because it's just not going to work. Another guy, he's kind of waiting around. I'm going to shut him off, and I'm going to trust you, Tina, because I have your extension, 777. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And
if you call me again, hopefully I'll get back to you sooner. It's just yesterday was one of those crazy days. I got stuck on so many calls that took longer than expected. And then with meetings and appointments, I was like, oh, I don't want him to think I forgot about him. And I almost sent it back to customer service. And then I was going to text you a little, oh, an agent will call you back. And then I thought, no, I don't want an agent to call him back. I want to call him back. So so I reminded myself, okay, stay on top of it. And so I'm so glad that we talked. And, you know, I'll do my best, you know, like I said, next time you call, hopefully I'll be able to get back to you sooner, okay?
Absolutely. That sounds good. That sounds good. All right.
All right.
Looking forward to the call. I got my emails. I got my laptop on out so that way I can go through with those techie type people and I can say, okay, my question is this. Because I have a few questions, which will work out perfect. So
of
I got a
course.
Little errand to run. And then they can actually walk me through and say, no, I need your help with that. I need your help with that. So, yeah, and then we can keep going. So, all right.
Excellent. Okay, sounds good. Well, have a really great rest of your day.
Thank you, Tina. Again, thank you for the call, and thank you for your wisdom, too.
Of course. No problem. Have a great day, Trev. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.